Good morning. This year will be aired on the 30th day of the Omer. We are learning Chayodim Klal Hey, and we're looking at Simon Hey. Habrachas Hey Gimel Minim. There are three different types of brachas: Berachas Hamitzvos, Uberachas Hoidah, Uberachas Anehenin. So we have three different types of mitzvahs. Brachas we say before we do a mitzvah. Brachas that we do in a situation of thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, like a Shechayanu, a Tov HaMeitiv, and those types of brachas, and the brachas and hennin, which are said specifically in conjunction with eating or spelling something. V'kulam midrabanan. All of the brachas are midrabanan. Chutz mi brachas atara lefaneha, brachas amazon shem midaraisa. The only two brachas deraisa are brachas atara, which we say before we learn Torah, and brachas amazon, which we say after we eat. The Meshech Chachma, just as a hashkafic aside, says why is that? That the Birchas HaTorah is said only specifically beforehand, deraisa, and Birchas HaMazon is specifically after we eat. Because each one we need to, the bracha helps to us to address an issue. When a person eats, before a person eats, a person understands he's lacking something, so his understanding of his being relying on Hashem, that he needs Hashem, his reliance on Hashem is there, so therefore he does, deraisa, the Torah did not see a need to address any issue. After a person is full, and sated and satiated, so he feels that's when we're concerned that a person might feel a lack of need of connecting to Hashem. The person's heart becomes haughty, that we find that they were afraid that after a person eats, after they became fat, if they became satiated, then they would not connect to Hashem properly. So the Torah gave us a bracha after we eat. Torah, after a person learns Torah, hopefully, the Torah itself will address the person's needs to connect to Hashem. But Torah has to be learned with a proper thought, an understanding of what the value of Torah is and that we need to do before we learn Torah. Lefikach, the Chayyadim continues and says, B'chol HaBrachas in this topic, Im Amar Nolai, Azinim the kula b'asher l'barach. The rabbanon, it's only the rabbanon. Therefore, we have a suffix whether we did it or not. So we go to kula, and we have no chiyuv to make a bracha. To have isveka the rabbanon, and once we have no chiyuv to make a bracha, so you're not allowed to make a bracha because then it becomes a bracha l'batola. Person can't make brachas on his own. You only can make brachas within the rubric of a chiyuv to make a bracha. Mashenkin birchas atarah lefaneh ha'birchas amazon lacharov. In this topic, if a person is not sure if he's said birchas atarah, he cannot continue to learn unless he says the bracha. Birchas amazon lacharov. A person has to bench afterwards. He's not sure in this topic. So sveka deraisa, you have to be machmer. Tzarech la'asur l'varach. So now, since you have to be machmer, you're allowed to make the bracha. It's not considered a bracha l'batola because you have a chiyuv under these circumstances to make a bracha. Let's see Simon Vav. Nearly, so the Chayyadim continues and says that it seems to him, afilo yesh sveik sveika, the hatzik bracha, the person has an argument to sveik sveika to say that he's chayiv in a bracha. Kagoin sofik ochel kazayas aloi. He's not sure, maybe he ate a kazayas and he has to say bracha achranam. And maybe even if he did not eat a kazayas, he ate an item which was complete. And we'll see the Shema Alocha, the Alberia, Afila Pachusim, Kazayas, Mavorchin, Kilkamam, Klan Nuntes. We'll see later on. There's an opinion which says that a person says a bracha achrona on something less than a kazayas if it's a complete item. So if this item was less than a kazayas, but it was complete, maybe the halachas, you say a bracha. So you have two arguments to allow him to say a bracha. One that is a beria, and you make a bracha, achrona on a beria, which is one opinion. And the second opinion, even if the requirement is eat a kazayas, it's very possible that he ate a kazayas. So you have a sveik sveik to say that he's chayv in a bracha. Filahachi is suffik brachas lahoko. Even under those circumstances, the halacha is suffik brachas lahoko, and he does not make a bracha. So even though he has a sveik sveik to make a bracha, he does not do so. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down, and passes like this, that a sveik sveika does not mechayev a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tzuras HaOmer does say that if a person has a sveik sveika that he's chayev in the mitzvah of Tzuras HaOmer, and what he's going to be doing it based on a Sveik Sveika, then he does make a bracha beforehand. So if the Sveik Sveika is specifically in regards to the bracha, he does not make the bracha. The Sveik Sveika is in regards to the mitzvah, which upon that mitzvah he's going to be making a bracha. Once there's a Sveik Sveika to say he's chayiv in the mitzvah, he does not make the bracha. But in general, if a person has a mitzvah which he is doing because of a suffik, he does not make the bracha. There is opinion in the Rishonim that he does, but we say that he doesn't, even by his mitzvah deraisa, sveika deraisa lechumran, he has to do the mitzvah. He does not make a bracha on the mitzvah. But if he has a sveik sveika to do the mitzvah, then he would make the bracha. And that's even true by a mitzvah derabonon, like sfir bezman hazeh, which is derabonon. So a person, for example, is not sure if he counted, and he comes the next night, he wants to count. So if you hold each night as a separate mitzvah, he can count. He has a mitzvah to count. And even if you say that there's no, that each, the days are connected, and he only can count if he counts every day, maybe he did count. So he has a sveik sveik, because Mishabura says in that situation, he would count with a bracha. Have a good morning.